Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, were women more beautiful before the modern tattoo and piercing fad? Yes, those were the days before the 2000s. Even in 2004, the only women I saw in California beaches with tattoos just had a tramp stamp. Today, most women think that having 20 random tattoos placed all over the place is sexy. It's not. The women back then also didn't come with a penis. In 2004, a woman with a tramp stamp could have been a slut. Today, she would be considered a traditional woman. Moving on, I wonder if those are real pearls. But one thing's for sure. I bet that's not the first time Dave Bautista has had a pearl necklace. I bet he's probably going to go full Machkowski brothers. I mean sisters, any moment now. Can you imagine his character from Guardians of the Galaxy meeting him in real life? He'd probably throw him out the airlock. Number 3, this woman says men share images of their homes like this proudly. But this just apparently shows how far men have fallen. A single chair because he doesn't expect or care for company. She shames men like this as loser degenerates. She's just pissed off though because this man probably has a massive bank account and no woman to spend it on. Men value peace just as much as women value drama. But when men find a partner, they're forced to give up their peace for a woman's drama. No thank you. Up next, the entire country of Cuba is left without electricity after the failure of a key power plant. Looks like Trudeau's half-brother is doing a great job in Cuba to make it a worker's paradise. Cuba looks like the future of California. But not to worry. If you're white, you'll be living in a gated community with solar panels on the roof providing you power. That's the reality of South Africa, and it's coming everywhere. Number 5, do you agree that the more educated a woman is, the more likely she is to be a heavy drinker? Is it because she's more likely to be childless and has extra money to spend on box wine? After all, leftover single women are more likely to suffer from depression, so no wonder they tend to drink more. This is probably the price of knowledge and the hundreds of miles of schwing-schwang she took in her cooch in college. Moving on, this pregnant woman named Gypsy Rose Blanchard says she's sad her mom will never be able to meet her new baby girl. Yes, the same mother she had whacked. She told some autistic guy who was in love with her to end her mother, so they could be together. He ended her mother and is currently in prison. But Gypsy Rose is free and is having a kid with this man and they're co-parenting, but living apart. She was the ringleader to ending her own mother, and she doesn't even go to jail thanks to female privilege. Number 7, someone says, here's a picture of the most expensive vehicle to operate. They'll probably end up becoming more expensive once Elon Musk tries making them full self-shopping carts. Actually, I think this is wrong, and that actually a wheelchair at a nursing home must be the costliest vehicle to operate ever. Up next, before the days of the boomers, virginity was a marriage gift, and today's generations have made it a birthday gift instead. Yeah, maybe a 13th birthday gift. The boomers were the ones that destroyed the idea of needing to be a virgin until marriage with the sexual revolution, as well as birth control through the pill, abortion, and no-fault divorce. They got to enjoy sex and they ruined relationships and marriage for coming generations in addition to the economy. Number 9, maybe Edgar should thank the boomers for his dating predicament because for him, dating in his 30s is just as miserable as a job interview. What do you do for a living? Do you rent or own? What kind of car do you drive? And the women basically want to qualify you to be their retirement plan. Yes, I've worked for 20 years of my life to marry later in life and give up half my stuff when a woman gets bored after only 4 years. Where do I sign up? Moving on, Mia Khalifa was dropped by Playboy after her disgusting comments about the Hamas attack in Israel. I'm guessing she's forgetting who runs the industry and their name rhymes with Spangler. She's still on Lonely Fools, and that's also run by the Tiny Hat Mafia. So maybe she needs to keep her mouth shut or she'll be forced to keep her legs shut because she won't have any platforms to cash in on her cooch. Her popularity comes from that one video with the hijab. Number 11, India emerges as the top travel destination for Australian residents. This must be gaslighting because Australians are not traveling to India for fun. Indians living in Australia are traveling back to India to visit their extended families. Either that or Indians wrote this article and want white Australian tourists to show up to help support their tourist economy. The Indian dream is to move to a first world country and then travel back to India and flex on third world Indians. Up next, Lucy says women have the right to control their own bodies. Her brother says if women controlled them, then they wouldn't need abortions. Linus is always there for the win. Sounds to me like we have an entire nation of Lucys on our hands today. Also, her eyes are closed, so she ain't hearing shit. Number 13, this feminist Jenny Watson created a lesbian dating app, and it uses facial recognition to exclude trans women from matching with biological females. That sounds like discrimination to me. Maybe it's time for a lawsuit or something. Also, how does this prevent the software from allowing feminine-faced men through the filter, but masculine-looking, fully female lesbians are kept out because they're too masculine? This will fail. Moving on, here's your typical divorced single mother telling her 7-year-old son how evil their dad is. If only one of these kids would simply ask mommy, then why did you marry him? And then drop the mic. I had a friend growing up that was raised by a single mother, and she was always telling me how bad his father was with my friend in the room, and he had the same SpongeBob look on his face. Number 15, Riley Reed got to live a life of hedonism and of being a 304. And she still gets her happy ending even though most incels out there don't even actually get a single date. Women really do live life on easy mode. She would go off to work and get run through by a half a dozen brothers, and she would still come home to her husband. You have to be a massive simp to accept that. But did she really win? But I don't think she really ever got that happily ever after. Up next, this organ donor woke up on an operating room table as doctors were preparing to remove his heart. He woke up and he wasn't brain dead and he was thrashing about because they cut through a very painful artery. The hospitalist sedated him and wanted to continue, but two of the doctors walked out because he was still alive. The hospital kept pressuring the staff, but they refused because he was alive. This is why you don't fill out your organ donor card, because they'll harvest your organs before you're even gone. Number 17 is the shocking rise of women in their 30s needing facelifts, because they've ruined their faces with fillers and Botox. So now we know why millennials look younger than Gen Z, and Gen Z is starting to look like they're turning 50. I've heard people say that 50 is the new 30. I think what they meant is that it's the other way around. Well, 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 if it isn't the consequences of your actions. Moving on, remember ladies, you voted for this so you could enjoy shawarmas. There's a grape reported every hour in London, but those are rookie numbers compared to Bangladesh. You know those will just keep on going up. And I'll bet you anything the campaigns against this will go around attacking white males who aren't the actual grapists. Remember everyone, diversity is our strength and ain't enrichment grant. That's 8,760 grapes per year, up from only 700 around 20 years ago. Why do you suppose that is? Number 19, today's woke teens say American Pie is problematic. It makes me wonder what they'll say if they're forced to watch Blazing Saddles. This is why comedy is dead, because every joke is offensive to someone. I don't remember much from American Pie except that guy hagmaxing with Stifler's mother, and that girl with the flute from Bandcamp. I better go and get a physical version of the film before they censor all the digital ones. Up next, a woman with $192,000 in student debt asks Dave Ramsey how she can be a stay-at-home mom on her husband's $33,000 a year salary. Why the hell did she spend all that money on an education if she doesn't want to work? It wasn't for the knowledge, but all the college trains that ran right through her. That and so she could tell everyone that she has a master's degree, because women do love their status after all. She needs to find a man that makes more, but he's probably the best that she can get. Number 21, this woman is wondering how to tell her husband that he's no longer good enough for her. She got fit, got promoted, and there are better men that she can monkey branch to. If you wanted proof that women don't love men, then this is it. Never enter a relationship unless you can accept that they're heartless. When you understand this on a deeper level, you'll never want to be in a relationship ever again. Also, just because this woman's male coworkers want to slide their wieners into her doesn't mean they want her to live in their house. Moving on, this mother-daughter duo butchered grandma and put her on the grill. They probably also said that white people don't season their grandmas enough before getting caught. I wonder if they were Haitians by any chance and were just practicing some strange cultural belief by upgrading from eating cats to eating grandma. I bet you though she was under-seasoned and the neighbors called the cops because of a flavor crime. Number 23, there's a saying that there's a woman behind every successful man. For the most part, it's true, because women won't chase unsuccessful men. The successful men without a woman in their life tend to stay invisible because they aren't welcomed in social circles, because women fear they might show all the men in relationships what they're missing out on, i.e. freedom. Up next, this meme asks you to choose your hard in life. Do you want to live a hard life now or a hard life later? I've chosen to live my life harder now over the last 10 years. But even with all my success, it looks like life is only going to get harder later. All I've done is level up. Before COVID, it went from hard mode to insanely hard mode after. The guy on the left should just be someone saying no to a donut. Living your life without eating ultra-processed food is hard enough. Number 25 in the last one, what happened to Zendaya? Are these really pictures of her these days? Apparently they are, and many of you thought that she was AI-generated. By the looks of her smaller, pointy nose, I'd say she's definitely had some work done. Regardless of what she's done, she looks better than she did in this photo. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.